In the studio right now, it is from the Junior League. It is Jessica. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Big Mike and Cindy.
Let's talk about the Junior League and the big event this weekend starting...
Today out at the New York State Fairgrounds.
The holiday shops.
In the holiday shops, presented by the Junior League of Syracuse. Out at the fairgrounds starting at 10 o'clock this morning, running until 7 today.
All right, and then it goes on tomorrow and Sunday?
Exactly. Continue on 10 through 6 on Saturday and 12 through 5 on Sunday.
How awesome is this event?
It is an incredibly awesome event. We're in our 22nd year with no signs of slowing down. This year we have almost 125 merchants offering just an impressive array of everything for holiday gift giving, year-round gift giving, and maybe even a little gift for yourself.
That's my favorite part.
Well, I guess let me just run down some of the categories. You've got people selling jewelry and crafts.
Yes, we do.
You got people selling maybe food items?
We do. Lots of gourmet food.
Oh, ooh, terrific. How about stuff to wear, like sweaters?
We do. Jackets? So lots of women's and children's attire and accessories.
Okay, good.
Lots of handcrafted items. We have woodworkers. We have folks that do pottery, ceramics.
So gifty things.
Lots of gifty things. Home decor, just some great holiday and year-round decor items as well. We do have some folks that sell wine.
It sounds like a perfect couple of days. I mean, today, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yes.
At the State Fairgrounds, the holiday shops.
Tell me what the Junior League is all about.
Of course. So the holiday shops is vitally important to us because it helps us do the work we do in the community. So we're an organization of women. We develop civic leaders through different kinds of training opportunities, as well as community impact work we do in the community.
Right.
So the proceeds from holiday shops are very important because it allows us to do the work we do in the community. And one great example of that is we have a STEM expo we do in partnership with Danforth Middle School. We've had it 7 years in a row. We've had various themes each year, including a space theme one year. We had local Syracuse native and NASA astronaut Jeanette Epps come back for that event.
Oh, wow.
And this year, we're excited to be having our eighth event. We have eighth graders, young women from Danforth come in, and we expose them to the variety of STEM careers and options for education before that. Just when we have folks come through the door and support our merchants, it allows us to have a great, successful year ahead.
The Junior League's holiday shops.
Yeah.
And that's today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. How much does it cost to get in?
General admission is $8 at the door.
Okay, that's good.
Each day. So,
okay, $8.
Individuals would have to come back each day. If there are a lot of merchants, as I said. So I would say if
pace
folks
yourself.
Have
yourself.
Pace yourself.
Get $8 at the pay. $8 at the door. Pace yourself and spend the entire day there.
Exactly.
Go early.
That's go early.
Get
a good parking spot.
Yeah. What building at the fairgrounds?
It's at the Horticulture Building.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All sounds great. Good luck to you.
Thank you so very much.
A sunny spotlight this morning, 102.1, sunny 102.